I'm delighted that RNIB Talking Books Service has recorded my book, When Jack Sued Jill. I'm honoured to play a part in this by personally introducing my book to you, as I know how vital a service this is. And now, as a part of RNIB's National Library Service, I am pleased to know that more books will be available in accessible formats.
This book has been made accessible under the Copyright Visually Impaired Persons Act 2002, 31B. Copyright in this recording for the accessible market vests in RNIB, Register Charity Number 226227.
There is more than meets the eye to many nursery rhymes, and some of them are perhaps far older than modern versions suggest. Was Humpty Dumpty King Richard III? Or Jack Sprat, Charles I? Was Baba Aged Sheep a coded complaint about taxation? Or the old woman who lived in a shoe concerned with the perils of empire? Ring-a-ring-a-rosy is certainly about the plague, but which plague? Despite a great deal of scholarly research into nursery rhymes, the origins of many of them remain obscure. Perhaps only one thing is certain. Their survival and enduring popularity is due as much to their sound as to their content and to the imagery they conjure up, rather than to their meaning. If indeed they ever had a meaning. I've tried to bear that in mind when rewriting them. The variety of their original subject matter was a particular inspiration. It meant